Friday night, Congressman Rob Bishop and Jason Chaffetz were in Moab, halfway through a tour of eastern Utah counties. They are promoting legislation they hope will eliminate the prospect of a Greater Canyonlands National Monument and pave the way for new development. Congressman Chaffetz addressed a large, mixed crowd that sported both Sagebrush Rebel t-shirts and Protect Wild Utah buttons.
Capital is resistant to making investment when there's uncertainty. If they want to develop energy, and we could and we should be developing energy in Grand County and in the state of Utah, we should be self-sufficient. I think we can do it in an environmentally friendly way.
The Republicans' proposed grand bargain puts seemingly everything on the table. New wilderness, mining and drilling designations, land swaps including federal and SITLA lands, even the long-standing disputes over federal land ownership in roadless areas. Chaffetz says the hope is, in the coming weeks, to craft a vast and intricate compromise that would have to be approved at no less than three levels of government.
At this point, we're looking at 5 to 6 counties that may participate in this. We're trying to get the counties on board. If we can get the counties, then we want to get the state on board. The idea and the goal, at least to try to have a first draft, would be before the snow falls.
At the federal level, Congressman Rob Bishop has been pressing the case with Sally Jewell, President Obama's new Interior Secretary, who Bishop has previously accused of having a radical political agenda.
We have also kept the Interior Department well aware of what we are trying to do, and Secretary Jewell knows our efforts, knows our approach, and has been very supportive, even offering some resources to help move it forward.
For the past few months, behind the scenes, the idea of a grand bargain has been broached to constituent groups and local officials. Bishop said hundreds of meetings have been held.
I think both sides are realizing they can actually win something out of this. And to be honest, I am actually surprised about that. Everyone still wants to be part of the process. So some of the interest groups that are out there have actually proposed things where they backtrack from earlier commitments that they had, earlier desires, and I think they realize no one's going to get everything they want, but there can be some really good things that happen for a whole lot of people.
Bishop and Chaffetz are unlikely champions of new wilderness, having staunchly opposed it in the past. Both congressmen get a League of Conservation Voters score of 9 out of 100, and both have long pressed for giving federal lands to Utah, but they have gained to some a surprising amount of trust with Utah environmentalists. Scott Groney is the director of SUA, the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
We're enthusiastic about this being an opportunity to take a number of positive steps to protect a significant amount of wilderness and hopefully to have a land exchange that will both increase revenues for school kids while protecting the federal backcountry. If there's a significant amount of the right land protected, it would end the need for a Greater Canyonlands National Monument. That's one of the ways people can get certainty here is to eliminate the sort of pressing needs to protect areas around the Dirty Devil, White Canyon, Labyrinth Canyon by all working together to see if we can protect those areas in legislation.
Groney allows it would be a daunting task to get enabling legislation passed in Congress for what is still just a concept that hasn't been put to paper. Delegates from the other 49 states have yet to weigh in, but Bishop could hold considerable sway as chair of the House Subcommittee on Public Lands and Environmental Regulation. Grand County Council member Lynn Jackson is among the local officials in Utah who have embraced the Bishop Chaffetz proposal.
This uncertainty makes it difficult to attract industry of all types to our area, unsure if their investments may be at risk. My interest is in assuring our future provides the diversity of economy and jobs that takes advantage of all our natural resources. And we can do this without damaging or destroying our fundamental base resource of scenic and visual beauty.
This is John Kovash reporting from Moab for UPR News.